Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking Balance of Nature for 3 months, and man, let me tell you, it is fantastic. I sleep better. I have more energy. My mind is clearer. The trick is the way you guys process it. The nutritive value in the fruits and vegetables stays because you guys are not putting it under any heat. Dr. Howard is a wonderful human being, and sooner or later, the rest of the world is going to catch on to the good things that Balance of Nature is doing. And a lot of people will get on the bandwagon.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
R. Lamar.
Rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea.
Hi there. Yeah, I know. AOC, so like they're not insurgents, okay, because there's a surge. Gut check. Okay. You know, I know she won a casting call out of 10,000 people because she states it. She says how lucky she was to get, you know, the nod for Congressperson. It's the new theatrical release, Congressperson. And she's a congresswoman and she got it. It's hard to believe that she was the cream of the crop out of 10,000, isn't it? Yeah, because it's not like surging. It's insurgents. So they're not insurgents. Wow. Do you know we pay $133,000 for each kid? I just wanted to let you know that. I know. Anyway, hi. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And I welcome Melissa Smith in this hour. How are you?
I'm deeply offended.
Are you?
That's how I am.
Yeah, well.
Yes, today is going to be...
I hate kids.
Melissa gets to be offended at everything day because I have decided to be woke.
Oh my gosh. I could not... this clip just cracked me up to no end. I couldn't even believe it that she actually put it out there. But yeah.
Well, you know, all the insurgents...
Fighting.
Let's get this clear, Kate. All the insurgents are trying to surround Washington, D.C. There's no insurgency anywhere else.
You're so right. Yes. In fact, you know what's funny about these people is the fact that they think that somebody is sieging the White House right now. Nobody's there doing that, but they've got all those troops. We have a wall around the Capitol with barbed wire, but we can't put one around our country. And we're letting everyone in. In fact, one family said that the foster children were removed so that migrant children could come in because the company that services this gets paid so much more per migrant child than of course fostering. So people are freaking out. San Diego's freaking out right now because San Diego's saying our teachers are teaching the migrant children, but they're not teaching the illegal aliens, but they're not teaching our own kids this way. They're not afraid of them.
I'm serious. If you bring up how they're not COVID testing them either,
yeah,
I'm going to be even more offended.
I'm totally offended. I wish I could just live my life where I was just completely offended every day. I'm offended that they're anti-American. I'm offended that treason is happening and no one seems to care. I'm offended that no one's going to jail. I'm offended that Hunter Biden's laptop still doesn't even make the headlines. And Biden bribing the UK, Ukraine.
Now, that's your white supremacy talking.
It's all my whiteness. Heaps of whiteness.
Yes. I know.
Love my whiteness.
Oh, we got to be really careful today.
I know. It's all my whiteness. It's getting in the way. I need to be sorely offended. And these people, no offense, better than anyone. And I know that people are wondering today, do we live in America? There was a picture of Lady Liberty drowning, and she was up to her neck in water. And I saw that photo, and it was, this is what Europeans are watching us, and this is what they think is going on. All around the country, people think that we're absolutely losing our country right now, and it's a total crap show. Except we're all sitting here going, what do we do? What do we do about this? These people have the microphone, the purely offended at anything, trying to find racism under every nook and cranny of America, trying so hard to have a battle over this. We have to talk about this today because this is, I know people are upset. When people found out that these kids were going to have the teachers come in and teach them, they were volunteering during spring break, okay, is the situation, but that they were going to have that, but the kids in the San Diego School District couldn't get the teacher to their home, but they would go to the centers and do this. They were irate. And so this is something that we just have to talk about. But I want to take a caller first. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Harold. How are you doing?
Hi, Harold. How are you?
Go right ahead. I'm not offended. Not at all.
You're not.
How can you be offended when you're sitting in the middle of an asylum?
There you go.
I mean, right?
I'm not offended. Yeah.
I mean, idiots are idiots. If you're in an asylum, you're surrounded by those. So
bring on the asylum.
Don't be offended.
We'll work on it. Work on our wokeness. Thank you. Thanks, Harold. Yeah. Really appreciate that. Oh, man. He's lived through East Germany. He knows. This is just the state of things and how they digress down to what we're looking at right now in the United States. And somehow, some way, we've got to pull together to fix this. But let's talk about the wokeness factor, because right now the headlines are just reeking with changing the narrative and changing it into something that's not even real. And we're all looking at this going, am I the one that's not normal here? Certainly everyone can see a problem, right, Melissa? Certainly.
Yeah. We all can feel it in our gut.
Yeah.
And I guess the place to start is just by kind of wrapping our head around what it is to be woke. I mean, that
to try
word
to understand
kicked
it?
Around and kicked around. It's hard. It's kind of a hard word to get your head around, partly because it just is meant to be that way.
Right.
But these are dangerous people. The woke warriors like AOC and others, they really, truly are dangerous people. And let me explain why.
You mean she's not just an idiot? She's dangerous.
Well, she may be an idiot. She may be a useful idiot, but she's a dangerous and useful idiot because she has an audience. And there are people who are buying that without really contemplating it. So woke comes from, it has some of its roots in postmodernism, which is another kind of difficult word to understand. And we're not going to spend a lot of time, I hope, talking about it. But what they say essentially is there's flaws in society. We know that there are. We are going to attribute those flaws to all of everything that's come before. They're called meta-narratives. So meta-narrative is what we have believed in the past about society and how to fix it. So everybody, every society, every culture has their own meta-narrative. Like Hitler said, okay, we're not getting where we want to as, you know, in Germany. So the meta-narrative said, we have these superior people who are being crowded out by the evil Jew. So we have to get the meta narrative. We get rid of them and we make space for the superior Aryan people.
Right.
Okay. That's an example of a meta narrative. But here in the U.S., what is the meta narrative? And the narrative has been in the past, oh, we can get rid of the things that haven't worked. Capitalism, it just hasn't worked.
They would love to get rid of capitalism. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the meta narrative, and we have to get rid of it. But we have to replace that with something else. And this is where it becomes really kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
In classical Marxism, if there's such a thing as classical Marxism, what Marx actually wrote was that society has to be divided up into the proletariat and the bourgeois. Mm-hmm. And those two groups are pitted against each other. And there's this great struggle for power that always ends up with power. Well, that really didn't go anywhere, because Western civilization addressed those material needs that Marx was so obsessed with. Those things have all been addressed. We now have the highest standard of living in the world. Whether you would be considered by Marx a proletariat, a worker, or whether you are somewhere above that.
Right.
Those needs have for the most part been addressed. So in order to make this work, we have to have new groups of people to pit against each other.
Right. Right.
And this is the neo-Marxist part of woke culture. Now it is not defined, it's identity groups, the oppressed versus the oppressor. So we are not going to define ourselves by economic status. Mm-hmm. We're going to define ourselves by identity status. And the place where I think this gets really tricky and dangerous is when you just define everybody as you are the group that you belong to, and now you have to accept all responsibility for everything that group has ever done or will ever do.
Right.
That it strips all of us of our individuality.
Yeah.
And it strips all of us of our accountability of our. So let me give you everybody an example that we can all wrap our head around. Mm-hmm. That's really clear. And I just confessed, I'm kind of a Meghan Markle junkie.
Really?
And yeah, I really am. It's just a diversion, you know, mm-hmm. something where I can put my brain on hold.
Mm-hmm.
But she just gave this big interview with Oprah.
You'd have to listen to her. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
She's one of the wealthiest women in the world, mm-hmm. is complaining that she's a victim.
Right.
Seriously, she told lies, but those lies don't matter because that's not her truth. And her truth is her identity truth.
Right.
Her identity truth is that I'm a mixed race woman and I've been oppressed. I'm being oppressed by the wealthiest family in the world, the royal family.
So
truth, objective truth is irrelevant. It's only her personal truth that matters.
Right.
And her personal truth is I belong to this identity group and they're oppressing me. I'm the sad, poor victim.
I didn't
victim.
Get everything I wanted, so I'm oppressed.
I live in a $15 million home, but I'm so victimized.
I spent $32 million on my wedding, but I'm oppressed because they didn't do exactly what I wanted when I wanted it. And so I'm a spoiled brat, but I'm going to act like I'm oppressed. And I'm going to probably try to shine a light on color as a reason. And so I'm with you. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's absolutely ridiculous to watch these people, but they're really good at it. And they're really good at changing the dialogue and having people focus on something that isn't that. So well, we'll come back. We'll talk about it, but we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. And of course, Melissa Smith's with me today. Every Wednesday, be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We can't talk about wokeness without playing Chain of Fools, can we? I think not. I welcome you back. And of course, I have Melissa with me today. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is such an amazing supplement. You're going to love it. And they're able to put 31 fruits and vegetables into the supplement. So you just can't lose. I mean, it is really that good. You're going to feel that lift of energy. It's going to help you with weight loss. It's going to help you with your cholesterol levels. It's going to help everything because your body is crying out for nutrients it's not getting. So go to balanceofnature.com and say and give the code KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 35% off and free shipping. And you're going to love me for this because it's going to make you feel better and you're going to be a healthier individual. And the people that designed this product were all about health. They just wanted you to get the nutrients of all those fruits and vegetables a day. So please go ahead and order. Put in the code KATE, though. It also helps the show as well. And so, my gosh, you're doing two things at once. Do it, please. This is such a fantastic product. And order extra for your food storage or your pantry just to have that. It's great peace of mind. We do have a caller, Melissa. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Well, all right then. I guess they got shy. Okay, so we were just talking about Meghan Markle, even though I want to throw up in my mouth whenever I hear about the royal brats, because I am tired of hearing about them. You know, these people know, they know, they absolutely know that they have to have people believe in their stature in order to have the stature. Because really, the royal family should have been ousted a long time ago. And we all keep this going because of the interest in them, but also, they're so bratty. So she's standing there as a victim in her multi-million dollar world talking to Oprah in her multi-million billion, whatever she's at now. And they're both sitting there talking about victimhood. It's right. Completely nauseating. And guess what? Did you read all the comments? All the comments on anyone that posted an article about this, about the interviews that were happening, were completely nauseated and saying so. So they gained no favor. They only got trashed because of what they were ponying up to the American people. What did you think of it?
Oh, well, number one, I didn't watch the interview because I'm not going to give her the satisfaction of knowing that I was watching.
Right. Gives them power. It does. They love the power.
It does. But I think what's really more dangerous about them is that same scenario is being replayed with other woke warriors all over everywhere, whether it's over a gender issue or whether it's over racial issues, whatever it is, that scenario, Americans are the most privileged people in the world. Mm-hmm. We have the highest standard of living. We have had historically the greatest freedoms. Have we been a perfect people? No. But we've done better than almost anybody you can name in history. Mm-hmm. Find some country or civilization that ever gave to their own people as much liberty and freedom, as much material wealth as ours has done. So maybe we should try gratitude instead of victimhood. That's kind of an important thing, but the woke warriors of the media, and they are embedding themselves everywhere. I don't think they're huge in numbers right now. Common sense among most of us is still out there. It still prevails, but they're taking over and have been doing so since about 1970. They're embedded in education. They're embedded in the government bureaucracy. They're embedded in the media. All those places that we always like to complain about. These are the people who are working from that neo-Marxist mindset that says, I am one of the oppressed. What's really curious about it is that those that have embraced it the most are wealthy, privileged, highly educated white people who kind of take this paternalistic attitude. They're their little ethnic you know, racial, gender person. You don't know what you really need or how to get it. So let us do that for you.
Right. It's a whole lot of power. And it's also prestige. It's also a, if you want to call it this, there was a journalist that called it the new currency. This is the new currency of power. And it's, I'm offended, I'm enlightened and sensitive, and you're not. So therefore, yes, I am better than you. I'm going to tell you how to think and feel because I'm more offended and I get offended easy, and you should listen to me. And so I have power over you.
Disagreement on any level is equated with you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're anti-woman, whatever the case is that they can make against you.
Right.
But look at the people who are saying that.
Yeah.
It's not generally, sometimes it is, but many times it is not. It's an alliance of a very small handful of people with very big megaphones, and some of them, many of them, I mean, you don't get to be on, you know, national news broadcasts by coming from the hood.
Right.
These are people who are highly educated. They are very pampered. And so maybe the white guilt is their white guilt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the rest of us are all out here scrapping around to make a day's living.
Right.
And
actually working.
They are. Yeah.
They're not.
We're all working.
Yeah. And they can pick something and then pick it apart. And when they pick it apart, they think that they're enlightened. And they think that I think that it gives them this acceptance in society, like, oh, this person is offering this that no one's thought about before. It's kind of like Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss's stepdaughter says, I want to hire, because she runs everything now since the parents are both dead. And I want this group over here that all they do every day. All they do, can you even imagine, is to try to find racism wherever they go. Like, I see dead people. It's like that. Like, I see racism. So she picks them to go through the books to find racism. And then she comes out and is basically going, see, I'm outing myself. I'm a martyr for the cause. But what did it get her? It got her power. It gave her power.
That sounds more like self-flagellation in a medieval monastery.
Yeah.
You know, I have to find my sins and confess to them, and I have to be beaten with stripes to prove that I'm really repentant.
There's some kind of flatulence going on, but I tell you something. Let me take a caller. Hold on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I was just kind of giggling to myself listening about the wokeism.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea, quote, that gender is a construct and it doesn't really exist and all that. But aren't we currently, like, the month of March is Women's History Month?
I think so. I get so lost in the politicized months. I don't know if we belong to a month.
It
Do we
is.
Belong to a month? Oh, okay.
So, you know, the wokeism of, what about Women's History Month, though? Let's add that, you know?
Yeah. All the feminists will emerge and tell you about it, I'm sure. Revisionist history. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Well, what's really
so
interesting is the woker you are, the more difficult this is to navigate.
It is.
Because LGBT rights get pitted now against women's rights.
Right.
That get pitted against, you know, racial rights of a variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually this whole machine is going to eat itself.
Right.
Because you can't.
Right.
You can't say that, you know.
Well, if you're
transgenders have a right to be in a women's bathroom and still defend a woman's right to be safe.
If you're a black transgender with a Navajo name. And you live in a Hispanic community, you have a problem. I mean, which one do you go with? I mean, honestly, you can choose. There's so many different narratives to live, but they all back up into each other is what you're saying.
They will eventually.
They trample each other.
They're contradictory.
Yeah.
They have contradictory aims and goals.
Mm-hmm.
And where another place where this becomes very troublesome is they want power and they're gaining power, but what are they going to do with it when they have it? And this is always the place where Marxist revolutions kind of collapse.
Right.
And really the whole woke movement begins with back in the 1930s when people were looking at why didn't the United States ever have a Marxist revolution? Mm-hmm. And some postmodernism and different constructs, philosophical constructs, fill in that gap here. And they're trying to figure out, well, what do we need to do to make sure that America moves more towards Marxism? Well, and this is the solution. Mm-hmm. Great, huh?
Well,
but
yeah, go ahead.
They don't really know where they want this to go. Just like Stalin and Mao, mm-hmm. once they get power, you know what?
Well, they're grabbing their piece of it.
Human nature is not going to just submit.
They're grabbing their little piece of power. And so it's like with anything, you're grabbing your piece for yourself. And then where does that lead as a whole, right? Where does it bring us when everyone's trying to grab this little power trip for themselves? And here's the deal. I think everybody really ought to realize, who is the they we're talking about? It's not a little group of people that have assigned themselves as the culture police. And this is what's really sad, is that this is the heads of companies deciding these things. These are teachers deciding these things. They are people that are canceling themselves out. So they're saying, I'm a teacher and I don't want this book anymore. The company's saying, I'm a company and I'm not going to carry that book anymore. I'm not going to carry that movie anymore. So these are our American citizens that are in positions to be able to make those decisions and do those things, trying to speak for the rest of us, which they don't. But it's really tough to see our own American citizens do it. I would almost prefer a group that was from the outside trying to come in to do it, to force us to do it, that we would rebel against, not our own.
Well, you got to see what's coming. Because just like Mao or Stalin, when they took power, mm-hmm. without a clear vision of what they're going to do, you know, and utopias don't just spring into being.
Right.
For right now, woke warriors are out there to promote their own woke warriors.
Yeah.
But once they get power, do you know, it is not human nature to just like, oh, okay, now that you're powerful, we'll do what you say. I mean, people want, that's mm-hmm. the brilliance of America, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be able to express difference of opinion. And the woke warriors cannot stand that. Hence, we get cancel culture.
Right.
And that's what Mao did too. He canceled everyone who disagreed with him with a murderous vengeance. Mm-hmm. And when they get full power, if they ever get to that place, we hope that that never happens.
Right.
But if they would get to that place, they don't know what to do. It will not be utopia because it never is. Mm-hmm. But they won't know what to do. Their only recourse in order to maintain their power is to shut everybody who disagrees with them up. They're starting that now. That's the Facebook purges and the Twitter purges mm-hmm. and all of this stuff.
Right. And they're purging and they're doing this because we have these groups that are very enmeshed with this messaging that are at the heads of these companies that are making these decisions too. And then what people do is, to align themselves with power, they go along with it. They reinforce it. They talk about it. And then you've got a problem, because the problem's coming from within. It's coming from our own people. If we had true patriots in these powerful positions that ran these organizations or companies or teachers, if we literally had a true patriot majority in that, they would never let it happen. They would stop it before it ever began. We wouldn't even be talking about it now, because the press wouldn't even cover it. We would have true patriots, but we don't. So we've got to fix that. We've got to fix this. Be right back with Melissa Smith when I come back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Feeling this way.
Hi there. You know us. We're going to play a song we're not supposed to. Can you imagine that this song would bring up any horrific feelings for anyone that that thinks the way they think? Can you even imagine the song Zippity Doodah? Something that should be reviled in our society. That's how weird we're getting. So don't let it. That's why I'll play it, because I'm not going to be told by the PC song police what to play and what not to play. Give me a break. When did we ever lose our sense of humor? And when did we ever lose the ability to just have frank conversations with people? This is getting ridiculous. Welcome back to the show. I'm with Melissa today. It's a Wednesday. You've made it halfway through your week. Congrats. And make sure to go to mypillow.com. I have to say, I was explaining the sheets, Melissa, to somebody last night, and I was saying, you don't get it. They're like the sheets grandma used to have on the bed. They're like that high quality, silky, wonderful sheet that everyone always looks for but can never find. That's what Giza sheets are at MyPillow.com. And right now they have a 2-for-1 special. I know you like them too.
We have not yet found the Mike Lindell MyPillow product that we have not fallen in love with.
Isn't it amazing? Like I cannot believe the quality of his stuff is just outrageous. It is that good. I'm telling you guys, if you're thinking about gifts or you're thinking about Mother's Day and all those things, this would be a great, great thing to give, because not only do they have new slippers, they have the 2-for-1 sheet deal. All you have to do is use the code Kate, K-A-T-E. And when you use that code, you're going to get 30% off. You're going to get the 2-for-1 sheet deal. It's so well worth it. I know you probably need new sheets because it's one of those things that you don't buy often that you should, but you don't. These are the sheets you want. I promise you, I'm a betting freak. I love betting. And I am telling you, I was blown away. I was actually blown away, and I really like getting into bed. It's really nice and it's comfortable. So make sure you go to mypillow.com, and it helps the show. Also, his movie, Mike Lindell TV, please go there. That is just such an awesome way to support him and the election fraud movie. Absolute Proof is the movie, and you want to see this movie. And you want to share it with all that you know. In fact, we were talking about MyPillow on the break because Mike Lindell got shut out of all these certain stores because they like to play ball, right? The decision makers on those stores wanted to PC themselves. So they actually took his products out. But what's amazing is conservatives rallied. They're rallying right now because they're like, what can we do to help him? So they are flooding to MyPillow.com. That's why I say, oh my gosh, if you're going to order something, put in the code Kate. But holy cow, this is what's going to happen though. People are going to go, you know what? You want to mess with us and keep messing with us? Okay. We just won't shop at these stores anymore.
The thing that I love about Mike Lindell is that he did not back down.
No, he didn't.
If you have not done anything that you deserve to be chastised for, why would you apologize? Many people, when the woke warriors come after them, they kind of put their hat in their hand and they're shuffling along looking at the floor because they're a little bit afraid of what's coming.
Right.
Mike Lindell didn't do that. I applaud him for that.
I do too.
The CEO of Goya Foods was another one who was like, I am not going to apologize. Mm-hmm. I have no apology necessary. It's, if you think about that, and my poor kids in a university can have to contend with woke warriors all the time. And they are bullies. While they are embracing and verbally saying, we're all about tolerance, we're all about loving everybody, they are, in the meantime, bullying anyone whose position or opinion differs from their own.
Right.
How difficult is it to stand against those people?
Yeah.
So we probably need to be kind of giving our kids a hand on this.
And it's so funny to me because I love the fact that that David Hogg went forward with a pillow company because he was going to show him something, and the guy already caved. The whole business went plunk because he couldn't get a following. I mean, Mike Lindell has got a lot of respect just because he's willing to put himself out there. I have a caller for us. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, I'm there. Melissa. Hi. Go right ahead.
Had enough government yet?
Oh, my gosh.
More than enough.
Our faces.
Anyway,
yes.
What I'm wondering is, how are we going to have enough months? We need to subdivide the year into more months, because you've already got 31 genders.
That's so true.
And only got a women's history month.
It's a good point.
How are we going to?
This is really
that?
Difficult.
We need a they month and an it month and a whatever else.
A
zer
and a
with.
Z month
and a z and zem and.
You're right. How are we going to accommodate these people? We're not.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
What I don't understand is how you can have such a thing as good government. To me, that's a oxymoron. Government rules by force.
Yes.
And by deadly force, ultimately. So I think we need to cooperate more peacefully to get things real, solve real problems.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you.
Sound good?
Appreciate it. Fair enough. Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, it's a hard one because people say, how much government do you need? Well, I go more libertarian on that because I realize how government can get so out of control. And now we have the heads of these corporations obeying the messaging coming from that and then also making these decisions and doing these things that put us in this corner where they take free speech away, right? Or people are PCing themselves. And so there's so much danger here with the growth of government. Yeah, that I can. This is a tough line. How much government's good government? But anyway,
let me throw my hat in the ring here. Mm-hmm. That the part of the government that is really significantly problematic is the bureaucracy. We've talked mm-hmm. about that before.
Sure.
The unelected people, and this is where the woke warriors have embedded themselves right now,
right?
Because they can dictate policy from inside the bureaucracy that all of us must be obedient
and they're
to,
not elected.
And we have no recourse.
They're not elected. There's no way to have
right.
accountability for them. And then that then it falls to those in office for the accountability of getting rid of the bureaucracies, and they won't do it. So then what? You know, it's an out of control monster.
Well, government, I'm not willing to say that government is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Government that becomes non-responsive to the will of the people, that's mm-hmm. a bad thing. And that's what we've got right now.
Right.
We've got a government that is now incentivized not to be responsive to the people, but to, you know, lobbyists or special interest groups, of which the woke warriors are a pretty big voice.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not listening. They don't care what the majority of the people in the country have to say about it.
Right.
It's very interesting. Look at polling data. I was just looking at some polling. Oh, it was out of the UK. And like 91% of people in the UK, which has been seriously locked down, serious mask mandates, it was way above 90% of the people do not approve of a vaccine passport.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want it.
Nope.
Do you think that the politicians are going to listen to that? And if they're not, why not?
Right. Right. Yeah. They also polled 50% of Americans, and 50% of Americans thought if you got COVID, you were automatically in the hospital on a respirator. That's how idiotic
I don't know
are.
Anyone. I only know a handful of people. And none of them were in the hospital.
I know. It's absolutely, it's just insanity. But the stupidity level is soaring through the roof. But yeah, people do not want a passport. We don't have a voter ID, but we need a passport. I mean, just the hypocrisy alone of this woke crowd is very, very interesting to me. But there's so many hypocrisies going on. But it really is really and truly about power. They get power and stature from this because then people talk about them too. Right? We're all like, Dr. Seuss, are you kidding? You know, and so they do. They get some power. They like it. They love it.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting, mm-hmm. Jordan Peterson talks about this. What, you know, one of the pathways back from this, from the edge of the precipice here that we're on, is to teach our kids some critical thinking.
Right.
Like, let's have a dinner conversation and just ask the question, obviously, this is not for elementary kids, but older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the government doesn't want ID for voting, but does want a vaccine passport? Can you guys explain that?
Right.
Listen to what they have to say.
That's
a really good question.
That is so true. Because you know what? When you have to teach something, when you have to be in a position where you have to know what you're talking about, that's when you learn. And so if you can give your kids a question and they can go do research and we can give ourselves questions and then go do the research, so I'm not counting us out, then we learn the most when trying to find those answers. And sometimes we might not love the answer we find, but I'll tell you something, it's the only way to really learn, because you put somebody in a position where they have to come up with something. You're either going to dial it back to principle or you're not. If you can't dial that back to principle, then obviously it doesn't work. It's fake. It doesn't work. It's a fake. It's a fake statement, right? It's a statement that absolutely is so hypocritical it cancels itself out. So you can't be a person that's for vaccine passports but against voter ID. You just can't be. So you know,
well,
you have to come to the
you
conclusion.
Can, and many are.
Many are. They'll try, but they still always, and they know this, they have to absolutely form a lie around it in order to believe in it. It's like conservatives, I was talking about in the first hour in a local hour. Conservatives, we have to say, we want the vaccine. Conservatives want the vaccine, yet with fetal tissue in it, I thought you were against abortion. So there has to be a point in which we go, well, wait a minute here. What are we for and against here? And we buy into the fear. So it allows people to come up with a false statement, right? A false answer. And this is how we're going to have to get out of it, is to try to unravel that.
There's another component to this too, that every one of us needs to own. We have done a very poor job of really understanding, embracing, communicating in our country, the absolute core essential nature of our freedoms and liberties. We're not telling anybody in a very powerful argument why free speech is essential to our nation. And it's not, free speech actually goes to protect minorities far better than any woke warrior does.
Right.
To have the ability to have free speech or due process or search and seizure, go through a free press, go through the Bill of Rights, and ask yourself, who do those rights protect? Not were the guys that wrote it white. That doesn't matter anymore. Those guys are dead.
Right.
Ask yourself, who do those rights help protect? The beauty and the ingenuity and the genius of the American system is that those rights protect everyone, whether you have power or not.
Right.
If there's a problem with people in power getting working their way through the system, that's a corruption problem, not a freedom problem.
So,
but we're not
true.
Doing that.
Yeah. I mean, let me take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You have about 30 seconds.
Hi. Your guest, Melissa, was just making a point about the left being in a position to where they're not quite there yet. Well, what I want to find out is about our Stacey Abrams, the conservative Stacey Abrams. That's where we have to start. We have to nail it down. We have to get back into office, and then we have to rout these fools out so we can then heal and correct what's happening right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, This nation has got to get some courage. We have to get some courage. And I know it's hard because nobody really wants to be bothered. Everyone's trying to make a living and hold on tight to try to even raise their families. I get it. But we're losing the very thing that affords us that ability. So if we lose that, we're screwed. We have to try, at least try. And I don't see, there's some trying, but we're not doing anything that's going to be extremely effective yet, and that worries me.
Well, while we're out there being busy earning our living and raising our family, let's remember that raising our family has to do with what we're teaching our children.
Right. Right.
The education of our children does not belong to the public school. It belongs to us as parents.
Yeah.
Let's embrace that fact for
And people are standing there demanding that the schools open, and I'm going, take your kids out. Take your kids out, please. I mean, don't let that be the hill you die on, because they're going right back into a vat of crazy, and we don't see it as parents because we had a different, maybe a little bit of a different experience. It wasn't as bad as it is today. So we think, well, it's okay. No, it's bad. It's really bad. But we're not getting the memo. Thank you, Melissa Smith. You're awesome. Thank you. Really appreciate you. Melissa comes on every Wednesday. You can catch her every Wednesday on the Kate Daly Show at this time. And we'll be right back with Susan Reeve, and we'll be going behind the headlines. And really appreciate that topic, though. Be right back. KateDalyRadio.com. You're not going to want to miss the next hour, too. So we hope you join us.